Hello, everybody. This is Rye at KMMR Mustang Radio, back again for another Coach's Corner as we catch up with Tasha Hines, the Emmett volleyball coach. How's it going?
It's good. How about you?
Going pretty good. And so, kind of a busy weekend. You had one on Thursday and then another on Saturday. How's everybody feeling after this weekend?
You know, we were pretty tired yesterday at practice, which was Monday, but I think it was just with homecoming week and then big game Thursday, big game Saturday. I think everyone just needed to recover. And then we did the walk on Sunday, and it's just been nonstop.
That was great. I was at the walk, and it was good to see the volleyball girls out there. And
they're good kids.
And so Thursday, went to Glasgow. Hmm. How'd you fare?
It was a hard loss. We went five sets. We started off a little bit slow. The girls were pretty nervous after we visited in the locker room after the match. That was our first regular season game, and so there were quite a few nerves. So we started off with a little bit of hesitation, and then we did take that first set, 25-19. And then our second set, we had a strong lead there in the front half, and then towards the end, we just made a lot of mistakes, and it wound up costing us that set. So it was 20 them, 25 us. Third set, we were starting to gain ground again the end of that third set, but just a little bit too late. So they took the third set, 25-22. And then the fourth set, we come back on playing smarter again, and we took the fourth set, 25-23. And then in the fifth set, it was a back-and-forth battle. Both teams played really hard, but we did wind up losing 17-19. When you look at aces, we had 13 total, and Kendall led us with four. So we had 109 digs, and Neva had 18. We had 31 assists. Neva and Brooklyn each had 12, 36 kills. Kendall led with 9, 10 blocks, and Denver led with 4. But it was actually 8 assisted blocks, which totals down to 4. When you look at our serve receive, we were a little bit under where we like to be. We were running about a 1.5, 1.7. We did end up around 1.8, so that's definitely what you're looking for. Hitting percentages at second set, like we were talking about, it was way under. We were down in the negatives there. We just couldn't make it work. It was a pretty high intense volleyball game. When you look, Glasgow had 111 digs, and we had 88 digs total. That tells you we hit more than them, and that's exactly what you're looking for. You know, being aggressive, trying to play the ball smart, and we just came up a little bit short. But we'll get them next time. They were hungry after we walloped up in Chinook. So it's a great rivalry.
Yes, it is. And looking at the scores again, yeah, it was very close there. Hard-fought battle.
Absolutely. Then we had Parade Friday and quick practice, and then went and cheered on the football boys. And they had a phenomenal win. And then that led us to our homecoming game at home on Saturday, and that was against Harlem. We took it in three. It was 25-23, 25-19, and then 25-9. Stat leaders, we had 15 aces total. Neva led with 4, 48 digs. Kelby led with 10, 28 assists. Brooklyn led with 21, 31 kills. Denver had 8 and 4 blocks, and Denver had 3 of those. So receiving our third set was great. It was like a 2.2. Our hitting percentage across the board, all three sets, was about 21%, and it just kept building after every single set. At first set, we had to fight pretty hard. It was back and forth, and we had to make some just adjustments on how we were attacking in the middle of that second set. And the girls finally used it, and it just flipped everything. And then in that third set, they just took care of business. So it was a good game for us. We needed that.
It was very exciting to watch.
Well, thanks.
Yeah, that there was a few times there that it was going back and forth so much that I think everybody was on the edge of their seat.
Yeah, there were some long rallies, that's for sure.
And so this week, what are we looking forward to this week?
So this week, Friday, we have a home game. Nope, I believe it's an away game versus North Country. I'm honestly not 100% positive of the location on that. I can look really fast. But it's versus North Country, and that's just a C-Squad and a JV match. And it is here. Sorry about that. And that's at 3 o'clock Friday. And then Saturday, we're on the road to Wolf Point at 1 o'clock with all three squads.
Let's jump into North Country here. Being it just C and JV,
yep.
How do you think they'll match up against?
I don't know. I don't know. We're all kind of curious to see how that plays out because we will play North Country's varsity, but we had too many matches on our side to go varsity versus varsity.
Oh, okay.
So we had to drop that down to the sub-varsity and just get them the experience. So either way around it, it's a good thing. It would be great for them to play.
And then so next day, Wolf Point, is that an early game or is that going to be a later in the afternoon game?
Yep, it's a 1 o'clock game.
1 o'clock Wolf game. Point. And so don't have to get up super early, but
I'm betting probably, let's see, 9, well, probably about 10. Yeah, bus will depart about 10, so that's a pretty good hour to hit the road.
And how do you think you'll fare? You've faced off against Wolf Point before, but how are you feeling about this?
No, we haven't seen Wolf Point yet.
You haven't? Could have sworn it was
not.
In my notes. I apologize that you guys...
No, Glasgow was our actual first district game. So then Harlem was our second. So Wolf Point will be our third. I think if the girls bring their game, you know, if they play smart and swing hard when that sets right and just place the ball really smart, I don't think they're going to have any problems at all. We got to maintain our serves. That's an area where we're struggling a little bit is when we get under pressure, our serves are failing us a little bit. But when we played Harlem in that third set, there were zero issues there. So we just need to keep carrying that forward.
And so how's Wolf Point ranked compared to, like, Glasgow?
I've not seen, actually. I haven't seen.
We'll have to look into that, definitely.
Yeah, I actually have been meaning to do that the last 2 days, and it's just been a little bit wild, so.
That I understand.
Yep.
Well, I wish you the best of luck for this week, and I will, depending on how our coverage for the football game goes, I am hoping to make the North Country game, and then we'll keep updated on the Wolf Point game, and we'll catch back up next week.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Thank you for joining me. All right, this has been KMMR Mustang Radio's Coach's Corner, visiting with Tasha Hines, the head coach of the Emmett Volleyball team, and next up we will catch up with Nick Oxart. Stay tuned.